Welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the Trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, you guys. It's the last Sunday of January. It's already end of January, you guys. Wow. I'm actually going to tell you about my story today. I'm actually going to keep it trill and be vulnerable. Vulnerability sucks. But I think by me sharing some of the things that I'm going through in my career journey, that it'll be able to help you, one, feel not like you're alone or you're crazy, and two, understand that there's a lot to learn. And if we're lucky enough, we get a lot of time here on earth to learn and to have an impact. Today, I want to talk about my own battles with self-worth and self-esteem and self-doubt and how that affected me at work and what I've learned so far on this journey and the love journey that I talked about in the first two episodes at the beginning of this season. If you haven't listened to those, go back and listen to episode 1 and 2. It's a two-part episode that features my friend Elena Johnson, who is passionate and a champion for all of us to take a love journey and really discover for ourselves, you know, how to love ourselves. And for me, that has great impact on the work that you're able to do and the success you're able to see in your career. You know, I had some very interesting conversations this week. One was with one of my favorite Kelly alums. We were talking about how from jump, from before we even started business school, we were trained to sell ourselves to companies. We were trained on giving the very first point of communication with anybody to give this elevator speech or this elevator pitch about our accomplishments. And that was supposed to explain to anyone who was interested in hiring us who we were. And we were talking about how now we're almost 10 years out from business school, and we're both in different ways trying to understand, like, who am I outside of being a brand manager or a marketer? Like, the first thing I do when I meet people is I'm like, oh, I'm a marketer. It's like, no, I'm Felicia Ann Rose Anuha. Like, that should be what that is. Like, at some point, I want my elevator pitch to be like, yeah, hi, I'm Felicia Ann Rose Anuha. I'm a child of God. And that's all you really need to know the first few seconds of meeting me. That's the most important. But we were trained like, hi, my name's Felicia Anuha. I'm a first year at the Kelly School of Business, Indiana University, and I'm concentrating in marketing. Like, God, when I think about it, it's just, it's funny how we convince ourselves of how important what we do for a living is, and it just should not be. But I want everybody to know that I'm struggling. I'm struggling with this. I don't know how to separate my success in my career from my own worth as just a human on this earth. And I want everybody to know it's okay to have this struggle with defining your identity, who you are inside and outside of work. And if you're having this struggle, you are so not alone. A lot of people are trying to figure out who they are and what their purpose is on this earth. A lot of times we think, or we have this assumption, that every day we should be working and that work should be our purpose. And so there becomes this emotional and mental disconnect around who you are and you get up and you're trying to go to an office every day and you just feel this heaviness, this a lot of times sadness or confusion around, you know, what are you doing and why? And it's funny because I know for me, I spent a lot of time wondering, like, what's wrong with me? Like, why am I failing at this game of work and corporate life? And why am I not good enough? You know, not good enough to be elevated and sponsored and groomed for senior leadership and promoted to the next level. Like, why isn't this happening in the way that, you know, I see it happening for others, or in the way that, you know, you're sold when you are in school? Like, you go to school, you get a good job, you move up. Like, those are the things you're supposed to do. You know, I put a lot of my self-worth and my self-esteem into what others thought of me at work. And I took to heart a lot of feedback. I took to heart a lot of things, especially when it was criticism about my personality, because I have a huge personality. I got it from my mother and my grandmother. They were both very boisterous, very loud, and in your face in a loving way, like just there, they showed up, they had a presence. And what I find is that when you bring that into corporate America, if you don't bring it in ways that are palatable to people, you get flack for it. Like, it makes people uncomfortable. It's a turnoff to some people. And so here I am trying to, you know, fit myself being the round peg into the square hole of corporate America. Not that I don't belong in corporate America, or I don't do good work or great work, actually, or that I'm not super smart or anything like that. It's just the nuances of corporate America and the politics, the likability factor, and all these things you have to think about along the way can really start to make you doubt your worth, who you are. It makes you doubt your abilities. And you can be the smartest person ever. And if you get enough reaction from people you work with, and mind you, they're reacting not necessarily out of the absolute truth. They're reacting to what they believe is the truth for them, which is colored by their perception of the world, which is colored by what they've been taught and the people who taught them and the assumptions that they make about you and society at large. Like I said, it's greatly nuanced. The result of my thinking around being so concerned about what these other human beings thought of me was, when I was doing well at work, my life was good. And when things at work were anything less than optimal, my life was an absolute living hell. And I was spiraling. I was spiraling emotionally, mentally, physically. It really affected me in ways that I should never allow outside circumstances to affect me. But I learned the hard way. And there's a quote by Audre Lorde about defining yourself. And Audre Lorde says, "If I didn't define myself for myself, I would be crunched into other people's fantasies for me and eaten alive." I'm gonna say that again. If I didn't define myself for myself, I would be crunched into other people's fantasies for me and eaten alive. And that's what happens when you allow other people's thoughts and perceptions of you to become a symbol or realization of who you are. And all of that is not real, because that's not who you are. But the thing is, you have to define for yourself who you are. And that's hard because from a very young age, you're taught, go to school, get a good job. This is how life is. Picket fence. That's what success is. You have to define what success means for you. But nobody ever teaches you that because everybody wants you to fall in line. But what happens when the core of you is just not falling in line? What do you do? And that's the struggle. I'm sharing this today because I hope that I'm not the only one out here. At least from conversations with my friends, I'm not the only one out here. I want you to know if you're feeling this way and you're looking at where you are, where you've been, and you're trying to figure out where you're trying to go, you're not alone in trying to figure that out. The what's my next steps? What's my best possible outcome for my life? It's not easy. And in fact, a lot of times it's damn scary. But I have this little mustard seed of faith that the answers will come in due time. And where I am right now in my life is where I'm supposed to be. As time goes on and I continue to learn and I continue to grow, that I actually will fulfill whatever purpose I was put on this earth to do. And I just have to have this little mustard seed of faith. One last thing I want to point out before I let you guys go this week. I had a conversation with an old manager of mine. We were talking about why a particular person we mutually knew was a good leader. And one thing about this person is that they definitely have a firm grasp on who they are and who they want to be and how they want to show up in the world. And nothing that happens outside of them affects that. The sign of a great leader is a person who understands the current circumstances outside of them, but has a strong internal definition of who they are. And no external circumstances or situations can change that definition. And what I came to realize from this conversation I was having with someone who was pretty senior in a previous organization I worked for is that the characteristic of not being internally shaken by what's happening externally is a leadership quality that people, one, pick up on, and two, are actually looking for. And that's something I didn't really realize until I was having this conversation. And it made me pause and say, wow, all this time I'd be running around like, what's the perception of me? What are they saying in the room? What's happening? Like, why did that person get that? And, you know, deep down, I know dude is mediocre and he gets all these other people to do his work, but yet he spends it and he has these sponsors. And I'm like, I can't even figure out a sponsor. And so I'm starting to realize now that, yes, fine, notice what's going on, but don't spend energy worrying about it or thinking about it. You keep being that round peg and stop worrying about the squareness of the hole and you focus on being your best you and recognize when you're in good situation with fertile ground and when you're in a situation where you've outgrown the pot and it's time for you to transfer to a bigger pot and go on and do bigger and better things. That's something we're going to continue to explore this season, understanding when to stay, when to move, and overall how to manage through your career journey. Even with all the doubts and all the fears, you can go as high in this journey as you want to go. The sky truly is the limit for us. And so with that, I want you to have a great week. I want you to keep striving. I want you to not feel like whatever you think is a L, that L doesn't mean a loss. L stands for lesson. So remember, keep your eyes open for the lessons, celebrate all the wins, and have gratitude for all the lessons. Before I let you guys go, I need a huge favor. I want to know more about you and what you think of the show. This will help me create content and strategically gain partnerships that benefit you on your career journey to the top of corporate America. Because remember, we need more representation. Take the survey. The link is on my website, trillmba.com. And while you're there, if you need some help or advice about a specific situation, or you just want to ask some questions in general, I'm happy to share what I've learned over the past 20 years of working in corporate America. So feel free to schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me, and we can strategize and walk through your specific situation. In addition, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if you don't have the answer. So again, you guys, use me as a resource. My only purpose with this podcast is to help all of you guys out there who are just like me, trying to make it. I will see you guys next week. And until then, keep it trill, y'all. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia Ann Rose Anuha. Music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.